Bonfire Night was a huge part of our life growing up, right? And bonfires were held virtually everywhere, and our street was no different. And we had the bonfire in down Burdock Lane, and like we said, Farden Street, right, was just up from towards the Lord Chapel there, about midway up, right. Farden Street was a myriad of houses. There was Patrick's Arch and Farden Street itself, and like there were many houses up there, and the lads there were sort of rivals to our gang in Jordan Street, like. And in the days leading up to Bonfire Night, like, we might decide to do a raid on the stuff they were after collecting, right? And if they wanted it back, they would have to sort of pay a ransom, you know. And it might be vice versa as well, but there was always that kind of rivalry, like. But Bonfire Night was widespread, like, right, at that time, and the crack around the bonfire, like, was great, like. And like, people would buy, we say, a big bottle of raspberry. Somebody know with a bit of initiative, like, they'd buy a big bottle of raspberry, and they'd pour it into a jug and pour water on top of that, and sell glasses of raz at the bonfire for a halfpenny or something, or a penny or whatever, like, you know. And some other people would maybe sell cakes or something like that. There was always that about the bonfire, like, you know. But it was invariably, as I said, widespread, like, you know. It was a custom that's still there, like, right, St. John's Night. It's still there to the present time, but I think it's more controlled now by the City Council, and that's understandable, because we understand a lot more now about the environment than we did then. But all sorts of things were thrown onto the bonfire. Tires that time, like, right, even though they were scarce, like, right, I mean, you'd still be able to get your hands on tires if you knew, like, where to go. And of course, going out, chopping down trees, right, branches, was a regular thing, and that went on for weeks in advance of Bonfire Night. And it was the protection of that, right, from being stolen by another lane gang or street gang or something like that, who might be too lazy to go and cut them down themselves, like, you know. But I mean, that's the way it was. So certainly Bonfire Night was always great fun.